Okay, let's dig into this. We've got a source today, titled Maximizing Your Car Trade-in Value.
Yeah, that title really sets the stage, doesn't it? It tells us exactly what the subject is here.
Right, how to get the most you possibly can when trading in your car.
Exactly. It's focused squarely on that topic.
So for this deep dive, our job is basically to explore what this source suggests about how you actually do that. I mean, why should you, the listener, really care about maximizing this value?
Well, it's a big deal for most people, isn't it? That trade-in amount, it directly cuts down the cost of your next car. Getting even, a few hundred bucks more, maybe $1,000 or more, that can make a real difference to your overall budget. It's not small change.
No, it really isn't. And the title itself, Maximizing Your Car Trade-in Value, kind of implies it's possible, right? It suggests you have some control.
It does. It suggests there are things you can do, information you can gather. It's not just some fixed number the dealer throws out.
Okay, so it's not passive.
Not at all. The source frames it as something you can actively influence. Preparation, knowing your stuff.
Yeah.
That's key. It hints there's often a gap between maybe a first offer and what you could potentially get.
Right. So diving into the source's ideas then, what kinds of things does it point to? Where would you even start if you want to maximize that value?
Well, fundamentally, you have to understand what drives the value. Condition, obviously, is huge. How it looks, how it runs.
Sure, cosmetic and mechanical stuff.
Yeah, and mileage, of course, that's always a big factor. But the source also seems to stress knowing the market value.
Ah, right. So not just the car's condition in isolation, but what that specific car year make model is actually fetching in your local area right now.
Exactly. Doing that homework before you start talking numbers with a dealer, that's crucial.
And I imagine the source probably touches on how to do that research, like using online estimators or checking listings.
Yes, precisely. Using those tools helps you set a realistic baseline. It gives you a number to anchor the negotiation.
Makes sense. Get your facts straight first. What about prepping the car itself?
That's another big area the source covers. Simple things, like a really thorough clean inside and out.
Really? Just cleaning it makes that much difference.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
It affects that first impression. A clean, well-kept car just signals value to an appraiser.
Okay, presentation counts? Does it mention anything about, say, minor repairs, fixing little things?
It does suggest tackling small, cheap fixes, things that are easy to see, like a burnt-out bulb or maybe a missing interior knob, fixing those signals the car's been cared for.
Ah, I see. It paints a better overall picture.
Right. And having maintenance records handy, that helps prove it too. It backs up the visual impression.
So it's about making it look good, feel solid, and having proof of upkeep.
Got it. What about the actual negotiation? Any strategies there from the source?
Yeah, a key one seems to be keeping the trade-in separate from the new car purchase negotiation, at least initially.
Oh, interesting. Why is that? The source suggests you should try to agree on the price of the car you're buying first. Then tackle the trade-in value as a separate transaction.
Okay, so you don't get them mixed up.
Exactly. It prevents the dealer from sort of fudging the numbers, offering a high trade-in, but then padding the price of the new car, or vice versa.
Right, the old shell game. That makes a lot of sense. Focus on one number at a time. That sounds like solid advice from the source.
Yeah, it gives you clarity. You know exactly what they're offering for your trade, independent of anything else. More leverage for you, basically.
So it boils down to knowing its worth, presenting it well, and being smart about the negotiation steps.
That's what the source points towards. Those are the main levers you can pull to get closer to that maximum value.
Okay. So wrapping this up, our deep dive today really explored the subject laid out by that source title, Maximizing Your Car Trade-in Value.
And we saw how the source itself identifies these key areas, research, preparation, negotiation strategy, as ways to actually influence that final number.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, kind of building on this. The source gives us a framework, but thinking practically, what specific, maybe less common actions or pieces of information do you think might be needed to truly hit that absolute maximum trade-in value in a real-world scenario, something beyond the basics we've discussed?